still sticking with those other guys for Mandarin?
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Doesn't hurt our feelings. You f***ing little offspring of the shit that cakes around the bottom of a 25-year-old dishwashing liquid. We're cool. Pop up Chinese. Listen or be a dick.
Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And we've got an elementary lesson for you today that is going to tell you how to say that something is not there anymore, mm-hmm. and then also tell you how to subtly accuse somebody of being a greedy guts fatty who eats too much. Let's listen.
你真能吃，菜又没了。开玩笑，我在减肥。减肥还吃那么多？
我没吃米饭。你真能吃，菜又没了。开玩笑，我在减肥。减肥还吃那么多？我没吃米饭。Okay, we're back, and let's go through this line by line to see what's going on in this dialogue.
你真能吃。你真能吃。
Wow, you can really eat a lot.
菜又没了。菜又没了。
All the food's gone.
开玩笑。开玩笑。You're
kidding me.
我在减肥。我在减肥。I'm
on a diet.
减肥还吃那么多？那还吃那么多。And
you ate all that?
我没吃米饭。我没吃米饭。I
didn't eat any rice. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we'll come back with discussion of exactly what's going on.
你真能吃，菜又没了。开玩笑，我在减肥。减肥还吃那么多？我没吃米饭。
Okay, we're back, and the big takeaway from this, as far as I'm concerned, is in the very first line,
mm-hmm.
when she says, all the food's gone again.
你真能吃，菜又没了。菜又没了。
Food, as we know, is...
菜.
So we know this word from other words like ordering food.
点菜.
Or Sichuan food.
四川菜.
And it's the opposite, in this dialogue, of rice.
米饭.
Right, so as far as this guy's concerned, rice doesn't count as food, mm-hmm. because it's not a dish, it's rice, it's what you have with dishes.
That's right.
But the real takeaway in this line is when she says, it's all gone again.
又没了。你真能吃，菜又没了。
Now, we've seen mei before, mm-hmm. but... we've probably always seen it in the company of another word.
没有.
Right. Here it's acting on its own. Now, she could say...
菜又没有了.
But it's just shorter to say it this way.
菜又没了.
And then we've got the 了 there. Basically, it's signaling a shift of state or a change of state.
Mm.
So before the food was there, and now it's not. And that's what the 了 is doing.
Mm-hmm.
菜又没了.
There are a few other things I think worth pointing out here. Mostly vocabulary, not grammar.
Mm-hmm.
开玩笑。开玩笑。
Which is just to make a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use this in the normal sense, or you can use it the way the guy here is using it, which is to say, you're kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
开玩笑。
And you can use this also when you're bargaining. If a guy quotes you a ridiculous price, you can mm-hmm. say,
开玩笑。你疯了。
Yeah. You're kidding me? You're crazy.
我在减肥。减肥还吃那么多？减肥。
Which is literally to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But people also use it to say, like, I'm on a diet.
我在减肥。Which
is the way the guy is here.
我在减肥。减肥还吃那么多？还吃那么多。
Which she's really saying, then how come you ate so much?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, but you ate so much. But that how come and that but is not actually in that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
减肥还吃那么多?
Let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts.
Hmm.
你真能吃，菜又没了。
开玩笑，我在减肥。
减肥还吃那么多？
我没吃米饭。
All right, we're back, and this is actually not the weirdest method of weight loss I've ever heard of. A friend of mine here drinks a lot of diet tea.
减肥茶.
Yeah, and it's just, it's nasty stuff, actually. It really just, it makes her very uncomfortable.
我没喝过.
She swears by it, and, you know, she's lost a lot of weight, but it's just, it's unpleasant stuff.
对, 肯定很不健康.
Yeah.What else? I mean, what are some of the... Like, they used to advertise this stuff on TV all the time, right?
一般就是比如减肥茶或者比如说有什么样的运动你需要锻炼身体。
Yeah, there are a lot of, like, special exercises or ways you can move your body in. And they used to have a lot of these, like, devices that would just exercise you, with you without you having to do anything. Like, you put your arms and legs in it and it just moves them around for you.
这个我不知道，我知道有一个放在你的腰上，放在你的肚子上
面。Oh, the belt.
对对对。
Right? Yeah, there's a vibrating belt that goes around your waist.
而且做广告的那个人是我认识的一个人。
Oh, really?
是我原来大学的一个英文老师。
Oh, that's really funny. Before or after?
At the same time.
Oh, wow.
而且他们就是那个不穿上衣，然后放上那样一个 belt.
Yeah, they used to have ads for things like that in the States in the 1950s, and then I think it got made illegal because they didn't do anything. So that's it for today. We learned how to say something's all gone.
没了.
We learned how to say, I'm on a diet.
我在减肥.
We learned how to say, you must be joking.
开玩笑.
And finally, we spent a lot of time talking about dieting.
减肥. 没了. 开玩笑.减肥。
If you have any questions or comments about today's episode,
你们都可以在网站上留言。
Yes, please do leave a comment on the webpage or
或者给我写信 at echo@popupchinese.com.
And we'll look forward to hearing from you.
那我们今天就到这里吧。
That's it for us today. Have fun.
Bye bye.